I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Well, they're halfway there. 2 weeks ago, India kicked off national elections in a 7-phase voting process that'll continue till June 1st. India Prime Minister Narendra Modi is running for a third and final term and is currently the front runner. Phase 3 of voting began yesterday. Regan Miller with Mission India explains.
So with 1.4 billion people in India, that's a lot of people to get into the election, into the voting system. And with 28 different states and all different processes, it's quite a long process to get people through the voting.
What happens in India politically has a huge impact on Christian ministry. Just 5% of the population has heard the gospel.
We can pray over the election season for wisdom for the voters. Right now, for the Christians, they would just appreciate prayers for wisdom and that the Holy Spirit would work through the leadership in India.
And Americans spend an average of 7 hours a day online, according to Data Reportal. Makes sense to a degree as school and work become increasingly digital. But dangers lurk here too. Pornography sites get more website traffic in the U.S. than Netflix and social media combined. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says,
a lot of people see it as a victimless crime. I can do it in secret and nobody knows. We know as believers that God sees those things. We also know that everyone on that screen has been abused, is being abused, is being manipulated by the system.
Porn addictions, like any other sin, can be overcome through the power of Christ. Contact the Lighthouse for help or turn to a fellow believer you trust.
Pornography is a huge struggle and one of the huge factors that leads to sexual abuse in families and churches and nonprofits. So it's something that we have to address.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.